And the pasuk continues, Shavi, Vasisa Eis Chatzar HaMishkan, and you shall make the courtyard of the Mishkan, Lefas Negev Teimana, for the southern side, Kloim, curtains, Lechotzer, for the courtyard, Sheish Mashzar, made of twisted linen, Mea Va'ama Urech, 100 amas should be the length, which was the length of the courtyard, Lapeya Ha'echos, for one side, Vamudav Esrim, and the pillars shall be 20, for this 100 amas to hold up these curtains, you shall have 20 pillars, and the Torah says these pillars were made of wood, and underneath them they were placed in sockets made of copper, 20 sockets, hooks for these amudim, for these pillars, and belts were made of silver. What was the purpose of these hooks? Rashi explains that these hooks were used to hold up the curtains, because they would take a copper ring and put this ring through a piece of wood, 6 tfachim by 3 tfachim, and they hung this copper ring on the vavim, on the silver hooks, together with this piece of wood. And they used to tie the kloim, they tied the curtains onto the pieces of wood. This way, the curtains were hanging from the amudim. And they did this by every single amud, by every pillar, because every pillar was 5 amas away from each other. And this way, the curtains were attached every 5 amas. What does it mean, chashukeim kesef, belts of silver? Rashi explains, it means for a decoration. They had silver belts going around the amudim. If you look in the Sefer Tavnes HaMishkan V'Kelo, on page 81, you can see a picture of these belts going around the pillar. And also in the Sefer Tabernacle, on page 79, you can also see a picture of the Chashukeim Kesef. Rashi is unsure if this gartel of Kesef, if this belt of silver went around the whole Amud from top to bottom, or it was just in the middle, or just on top. But it was for decorative purposes. And also to the northern side, in the length of the courtyard, kloim meim oirech. The kloim was 100 in length. The curtains were 100 long. Vamud of esrim, and the pillars were 20. Vadneim esrim nechoshes. There were 20 copper sockets. Vovei hoamudim vachashukeim kesef. And the hooks for the pillars and the gartels, the belts, were made of silver. So just like we said on the southern wall, the same thing would be on the northern wall. And the width of the courtyard on the western side, the back wall, kloim chamishim amo. The curtains were 50 amos. The courtyard had a width of 50. Amudeim asara vadneim asara. Their amudim, their pillars were 10, and their sockets were 10. And the width of the courtyard on the eastern side by the entrance, Chamishim Amo, was 50 amos. And there was 15 amos of curtains on one side of the opening of the entrance to the chatzar. Amudim shloisha vadneim shloisha, 3 amudim and 3 sockets. V'lakos v'ashenis, and to the other side of the opening, chamesh esrei kloim, was 15 amos of curtains. Amudim shloisha vadneim shloisha, 3 pillars with 3 adonim. Basically, what the pasuk means to say here is that since the width of the chatzar was 50 amos, so in the back wall, on the Meirev side, there were 10 amudim straight, and that made up the 50 amos of the chatzar on the Meirev. But on the eastern side, there was an entrance to get into the chatzar. So that entrance had a masach pasach shara chatzar. There was a curtain hanging in the middle, 20 amos, by the opening of the chatzar. But on each side of this opening, there was 15 amos of curtains. And that's what the pasuk is saying over here. There was 15 amos on one side and 15 amos on the other side. And each 15 amos was made up of 3 amudim and 3 adonim. And the pasuk continues concerning the shar hachatzer, the gateway, the opening into the chatzer. Masach, there was a curtain, esrim amo, 20 amos, made of tcheles v'agomo v'slashoni v'sheish masar, blue wool, purple wool, red thread, and twisted linen. Masi roikem, the work of roikem, where that means, like we said earlier, it was the same picture on both sides. Amudim arbo v'adneim arbo. Their amudim, their pillars were 4 for this curtain, and 4 adonim. Kalamude hachatzis saviv. All the amudim of the chatzar around it, mechushakim kesef, had belts of silver around it, vaveim kesef, and it had hooks of silver, vadnehem nechoshes, and their sockets were made of copper. Why is the pasuk repeating this if it said it already earlier? But if you look carefully, the pasuk only mentions that the adonim were made of nechoshes, and that there existed vaveim kesef and mechushakim kesef only by the north and south side. But in the front and the back, the pasuk does not say it. If you look at pasuk Yudbeis, when it speaks about Reichev Echotzer, it says Amudeim Asara Vadneim Asara. It does not mention what the Adonim were made out of, and it does not mention that there was Vaveim Kesef Vachashukeim Kesef. And also on the east side, it does not say anything in pasuk Yudalit and Tesvav. Therefore, pasuk Yudzayin is repeating it again to tell you that even on the west side and on the east side, the front and the back of the Mishkan, the Adonim were made of Nechoshes, and there existed Vaveim Kesef Vachashukeim Kesef. Orech HaChotzer, the length of the Chotzer was Me'a Ba'ama, 100 Amas, Bereichav, and the width, Chamishim Ba'chamishim, 50 by 50. What does it mean 50 by 50? We know the width was 50. Why does it say 50 by 50? And Rashi explains, because the Mishkan was situated in the back 50 Amas of the Chotzer of the courtyard. In the first 50 Amas, the Mishkan was not there at all. So therefore, that's what the Pasuk means, it was 50 by 50. Because from the opening, the Pesach Oel Moed, the opening of the Mishkan toward the front of the Chatzar was 50 Amos, and from side to side was 50 Amos. But concerning the back 50 Amos of the Chatzar, you had the Mishkan there, and the Mishkan took up 30 Amos. So from the back of the Mishkan until the end of the Chatzar was 20 Amos. And on the sides, since the Mishkan took up 10 in its width, you had 20 Amos to one side to of the side of the Chatzar, and 20 Amos from the Mishkan to the other side of the Chatzar. The Koima, and the height of the Chatzar, the height of the Klaim, Chamesh Amos, was 5 Amos. The Mefarshim say that this is only according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Mizbeach was 3 Amos tall. So if the Mizbeach was 3 Amos tall, the walls of the Chatzar can be 5 Amos tall and be taller than the Mizbeach. When one looks from the outside, he won't necessarily see the Kahanim on top doing the Avodah. But if the Mizbeach was 10 Amos tall, like Rabbi Yossi, it would not make sense that the Kloyim were only 5 Amos. It would come out that somebody walking on the outside can easily see the Kahanim doing the Avodah on top of the Mizbeach, because the wall is only 5 Amos, and the Mizbeach is 10 Amos. Therefore, they learn that according to Rabbi Yossi, when the pasuk says "V'koyma chomesh amos," it means that the wall was 5 amos taller than the mizbeach. And if the mizbeach was 10 amos, the koymas hakloim, the height of the curtains, were 15 amos. Sheish marsar, made of twisted linen, vadnehem nechoshes, and their adonim were made of copper. Why does the pasuk repeat again a third time that the adonim were made of copper? So we explained before that the first time was to tell me the north and the south. The second time was to tell me the east and the west. Now Rashi explains it is coming to tell me that even by the masach pesach shar hechotzer, by the curtain over there also, the adonim were made of copper. Because if you look in pasuk Tesayin, it just says vadnehem arbo. It does not say what it was made out of. So the pasuk is telling you that it was made of copper. I was just wondering why the pasuk does not also have to say then that there was vavei ha'amudim v'chashukeim kesef. Just like the pasuk had to repeat concerning the masach that the adonim were nechoshes, why didn't it have to repeat also that the hooks and the belts were made of silver? There is no mention of that concerning the Masach Pesach Oel Moed. L'chol Klei HaMishkan, all the vessels of the Mishkan, b'chol avodasai, for all its work, anything needed to make and to put up the Mishkan, hammers, etc. L'chol Yisei Doisav, and all its pegs, b'chol Yisei Sechatzer, and all the pegs of the courtyard, nechoshes. If they needed hammers to build the Mishkan, they were made of copper. And the pegs for the Mishkan and the pegs for the courtyard were also made of copper. What were these pegs for? Rashi explains, they made these pegs in order that the wind should not blow and lift up the Urias Ezim and the Kloim, the curtains of the Chatzim. So what they did is, they took rope and tied the bottom of the Kloim and the bottom of the Urias around these pegs, and they knocked these pegs into the ground. This way, when a wind would come, it would not move and lift the Kloim and the Urias. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zog Rashi Kloim, Pasuk Tes. Asuyin kimin kali sfina, made like the sail of a ship, nekavim nekavim, with many holes, masay klia, braided work, v'loy masay arik, not woven work. V'tagumay sradin, Targum says on kloyim sradin, k'tagumay shel michbar, just like the Targum on the word michbar, which was the ornament on the mizbeach and achoshes, that was made netted. Hamaturgum sarda. Over there he touches it sarda, lefishehen menukavim kikivra. Since the michbar had holes in it like a sieve, therefore he touches it sarda. And here also the kloyim that were netted also, where Targum says sarada. There is a bit of a problem in this Rashi, because Rashi starts off saying the reason why it has the name kloyim, because it is like kalei sfina, a sail of a ship, nekavim nekavim, made of holes. We all know that the sail of a ship cannot be made of holes. The sail has to catch the wind, and if it had holes, the wind would blow right through it. It would not move the ship. Therefore, the Sefer HaZikaron says, when Rashi says asuyin kimin kalei asfina, he just means to compare it to a sail, that just like a sail, it was cloth that was held up by poles. Here also, the kloyim were sheish, linen, held together by poles, by the amudei hachotzer. That is the whole comparison to kalei asfina. And Rashi continues, nekavim, nekavim, he is not making any comparison anymore to the kalei asfina, because the kalei asfina were a solid, straight piece of material, and here it was made out of many holes. So Rashi lapeya ha'echos, to one side, kol ha'ruach kari peya, the whole side is called peya. Usually peya can mean a corner, but over here he is telling you the whole side is called peya. And Rashi earlier made the same diuk in Perik Chavav Pasuk Yud Ches by the crushing the walls of the Mishkan. Over there also lapeya, Rashi says ein peya zu lashem miksaya ela kol ha'ruach kriya peya. Over there also Rashi says the same thing. He is repeating it over here by the amudei hachotzer. The amud of Esrim, and the amudim were 20. Chomesh amos bein amud la'amud. Five amos between each amud. Rashi is saying, since the length of the chotzer was 100 amos, and there were 20 amudim, that makes it, if you spread them out equally, five amos between each amud. V'adneim shel ha'amudim nechoshes, and the adonim of the amudim were copper. Ha'adonim yoshvel ala oritz. The socket sat on the ground. V'amudim tkuin l'seichon. And the pillars were placed inside of them. They then made like poles, shekarin flash, arkan vav tvachim. The length of these poles made of wood was 6 tvachim v'rochban gimel, 6 tvachim by 3 tvachim. V'tabas nechoshes kavua boy. And a ring of copper was placed through this piece of wood that was 6 by 3. Bemsoy in the middle. The karech svas hakela sviva b'meisar. And they wrapped the end of the curtain around this piece of wood with string. Kineged kol omen va'omen. They did this by every single pillar. V'toyla hakundas derech tabatai v'umpliya sheba'omen. And they attached this kundas, this piece of wood, through the copper ring on the hooks on each omen. Ha'osuk min vav, that was made similar to a horizontal vav. Roshay zakuf lamala, with the head, the end of the vav, the end of the hook, going upward. For roshay achad, takua ba'amud, and one end was placed inside the pillar. Ka'oisin sha'oisin lehetziv d'losos, like those made to attach doors, shakarin gunzish. For roshay hakela toli mimata, and the width of the curtain hung downward. And that made up the height of the partition of the chatzah. If you look in the Sefer, Tavnes HaMishkan Mikelov, on page 80, you can see clearly what Rashi is talking about. Over there, it shows a piece of wood, 6 tefachim by 3 tefachim, with a tabas nechoshes, a copper ring going through it. And this copper ring hung on the hooks that were attached to the amudim. And the kloyim, through string, were attached to these pieces of wood. This way, by every amud, it was attached to the amudim. The kloyim were attached to the amudim. Vavei ha'amudim, heim ha'unklios. The vavei ha'amudim are the hooks. V'chashukeim, what are the belts? Mukofois hayu ha'amudim b'chute kesef. The pillars were surrounded by strands of silver, saviv around it. V'eini yedea, but I am not sure, im alpnei kulon, if these gardloch, these belts, went around the whole thing from top to bottom, in Barosham, if they were just on the top, to in Bemsoim, or rather just in the middle. Ach Yedeani, One thing I do know, shechoshuk lashon chagura. The word choshuk, chashukayim, is a language of a belt. Shekach matzino bepilegish begiva. So we find by pilegish begiva in Shoftim. Me'imot tzemed chamurim. And with him was tzemed chamurim, tied donkeys, chavushim, kitagumay chashukim. It means chavushim, like Targum says, chashukim. So the word chashukim means belts. Lepas kedma mizracha, to the side of the front, the mizrach. Why was mizrach called the front? Pnei mizrach kori kedem. Mizrach is called the front, lashon panim, a lashon of face. Achor, the back, lashon achorim, means the back of the mishkan. Lefikach hamizrach kori kedem, the mizrach is called the front, shu panim, because it is the face of the object. Umayrav, kari achor, and Mayrav is always called the back. K'moida'at Omar, just like the pasuk says, Hayom ho'achroin, Yomo ma'rovo. The Yom Ha'achroin, the back sea, is the Yom Ha'marova, the western sea. So we see Ma'arav is called Achroin. And this is already the third time that Rashi, in this parasha, mentions a similar idea. Earlier, B'nagea, the Yirias HaMishkan, and the Yirias Izim, it says, Tisrach al-Achori HaMishkan, it hung on the back of the Mishkan. And Rashi over there says that the Ma'arav is called back. That is in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yudbeis. Also concerning the Karsha Mishkan, the walls of the Mishkan, Rashi makes a similar note, because over there, when it is referring to the back wall, it says Uli Yarchaseh Mishkan, the end of the Mishkan. So Rashi says the Ma'ariv is called end, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chavbeis. And here, for the third time, when the Pasuk says the front, it is referring to the Mizrach, he says, because the front is the Mizrach and the back is the Ma'ariv. So Rashi Chamishim Amo. It was 50 amos. Oisin nun amo loyoy susumim kulam bekloim. These 50 amos of the width was not completely enclosed with curtains. The fishasham hapesach on the east side was the opening. El tesa vav amo kloim lakosiv hapesach mikan. There was 15 amos of curtains for one side of the door. Vechein lakosiv hashenis, and so too by the second side. Nishar, what remains roichav cholol hapesach. The width of the opening of the door, benatayim, between these two 15 amma curtains, chaf amma, a space of 20 ammas, mizehu shenemar, and that is what the pasuk says, ulishar hachotzer, and for the gate of the courtyard, mosach esrim amma, there will be a curtain of 20 ammas, viloin lamosach, a curtain for a screen, keneged hapesach, which will close in the opening, chaf amma of 20 ammas, orach, the length of this masach was like the width of the opening. Amudim shloisha, on each side there were curtains of 15 amis with 3 amudim. Chomish amis ben amud la'amud. There were 5 amis between each pole. Ben amud shabaroish hadarum, between the amud in the beginning of the south side. Ha'oimid b'miksayed roimis, that stood b'miksayed roimis mizrachis, in the southeastern corner. Ad amud shu min agimul shabamizrach, until the first amud of the 3 of the eastern side, the 3 that made up the 15 amas. Hey amas would be 5 amas. Umen alusheni chamesh amas, and from there to the second one is 5 amas. Umen alusheni lushlishi chamesh amas, and from the second to the third will also be 5 amas. The chen lakos vashenis, and so too on the second side. Rashi is saying that from the corner one, number one, on the southern side, until the first one of the 3 that made up those 15 amis on the east was 5 amis, and from the first to the second was 5 amis, and from the second to third is 5 amis, creating a space to have a curtain of 15 amis. And so too on the second side. Rabo amudim lamasach, and then there were 4 poles for the curtain. Harayud amudim lamizrach keneged yud lamayrib. There were 10 in the mizrach corresponding to the 10 in mayrib. The 10 in the mayrib were straight in one row, but the 10 in the mizrach were broken up, 3 on each side for the 15 amas and 15 amas, and 4 that were attached to the mosach pesach shar hechotzer. Kol amude hechotzer, all the amudim had Michushakim Kesev, Oveim Kesev, and Adonim of Nechoshes. Rashi is bothered. Why does the pasuk repeat this? The fish like Pirish Vavin, Vachashukim, Vaadnim Nechoshes, Elo Litzafain Uladarim, since the pasuk only mentioned that there existed hooks and belts of silver, and also copper sockets, only for the north and south side of the courtyard. But by the east and the west, it does not mention hooks and belts and copper sockets. That is why Pasuk Yud Zayin is repeated, to tell you that it existed, and it was also of copper, also by the east and the west. The width of the Mishkan was 50 by 50. What does it mean, 50 by 50? Chatzar Sheva Mizrach, the eastern part of the Chatzar, Hoysa Merubas, was square, Chamishim al Chamishim, 50 Amos by 50 Amos. Why? Shamishkan Arkay Shloshim. Because the Mishkan, the length of it was 30. Virach by Eser. And the width was 10. Hamid Mizrach. If you set up Mizrach Pischoi, the eastern opening of the Mishkan, Bisfas Nun Hachitzoinim, at the edge of the outer 50 Amos, Shel Erech HaChatzer, of the length of the Chatzer, that means that you started the Mishkan exactly at the edge, after 50 Amos, after you pass 50 Amos into the Chatzer. Nimsa, Kulei B'chamish Ma'pninim, the whole Mishkan is in the 50 inner Amos of the courtyard. B'kola Arkoi L'Seif Lamed, and its length ended at the end of 30 Amos. Nimsu, it comes out, Chof Amor Rev L'Acharov, there's 20 Amos of space behind the Mishkan, Ben Akloyim Shebemayrov, L'Yirias, from the curtains in the west of the Chatzer, to the back Urias of the Mishkan, Shilachariah Mishkan. The Roich of HaMishkan Eser Amos, and the width of the Mishkan is 10 Amos. Ba'emsa, and it was placed in middle of Roich of HaChatzer, of the width of the Chatzer. Nimsu, Loi, Esrim Amor, Revach, Letzafen Uladar. It comes out that you have 20 Amos of space in the north side and the south side, Min Kali HaChatzer, from the curtains of the Chatzer on the sides, Li'Urias HaMishkan, to the Urias HaMishkan on the sides. The Chen Lamayrav, and also in the back, we said, is also 20 Amos. The Chamishim al Chamishim Chatzer Lefonav, and there existed 50 Amos, by 50 Amos in front, from the opening of the Mishkan forward toward the Mizrach, you had a space of 50 by 50. The Mefarshim explain that this Rashi is really problematic, because Rashi's whole Cheshbon is based on that we're dealing with a space of 50 by 50. The Mishkan started in the inner 50 Amos of the Chatzer, so you're dealing with 50 by 50, and since the Mishkan's length was 30 Amos, you're left with 20 in the back, and since the Mishkan's width was 10 Amos, you're left with 20 Amos on each side of the Mishkan. The question is that Rashi does not seem to take into consideration the thickness of the walls. The back wall had a thickness of an Amma, and the two side walls were both an Amma thick. So how can Rashi say that there will be 20 Amos in back of the Mishkan, there should only be 19 Amos? Because if the Mishkan was 30 and the back wall was 1, you only have 19 remaining until you hit 50. And so too by the side walls. The middle was 10. But the one side wall was 1 Amma, and the other side wall had a thickness of 1 Amma. So again, you would only have 19 Amos on each side. One teretz brought down in the Sifsei Chachamim is Medayik, that Rashi says that the 20 Amos existed from the Kloim to the Urias. He says specifically from the Kloim, from the curtains to the Urias. And he explains that the thickness of the Amudei HaChatzer, the pillars of the Chatzer, also had a thickness of an Amma, and the curtains were hung on the outside of this Amma, not on the inside of the pillars, but rather on the outside of the pillars, giving you an extra Amma. Therefore, he says, from the Urias until the Kloim was really 20 Amos. Because if you count from the Urias until the Kloim, you have an extra Amma based on the thickness of the Amudim. And since the Kloim were placed on the back of these Amudim, you gain an extra Amma, and therefore it's 20. And so too on the sides. On the sides also, which really you should only have 19, you add an extra Amma because the Kloim were placed on the outside of the Amudim, and they were an Amma thick. That is one answer to answer Rashi. I was a bit bothered by this teretz with the Lashon HaPosik Chamishim BaChamishim. The width of the front of the Chatzer was 50 by 50. Based on Rashi's calculations, he is stressing the 20 Amis going all the way to the Kloim, to the backs of the curtains which were hung on the outsides of the Amudim. If that's the case, Why does the pasuk say that the front of the chatzar was 50 by 50? It should be 52. Because if you're counting from curtain to curtain, and the curtains hung on the outside of these amudim, there was 50 amas space in the middle, but you add an extra amma because of the thickness of the amudim. So from side to side, it should really be 52. So why would Rashi make his calculations from the areas, and the pasuk make its calculations from the amudim to the amudim? Another teretz given to answer pshat in this Rashi is with Rashi in Erevin Daf Chav Gimel. Over there, Rashi says clearly that the 20 amas of space to the back and to the sides are being counted from the inside of the Mishkan. From the inside of the Mishkan until the amudim of the chatzer was 20 amas, because we are counting in the 20 amas the thickness of the walls. But the Lashon of Rashi over here does not seem to be mashma that, because Rashi says clearly here that he's counting from the Kloim until the Urias. And if he was counting from the inside of the Mishkan, he would not say from the Urias, which are on the outside. So Rashi further, Mikoimo Chomesh Amis, the height of the Chatzar was 5 Amis, Goiva Mechitzes HaChatzar, the height of the partition of the Chatzar, Vuhu Reichav HaKloim, and that is the width of the Kloim. Vadnehem Nechoshes, and here is the third time that it says the sockets were made of copper, Lahovi Adneham Mosoch, to include the sockets of the Mosoch, the curtain. Shaloi Toimar, one should not say, Leinemru Adne Nechoshes, that the sockets of Nechoshes were only said, Elo Lamude HaKloim, only for the amudim of the kloim, aval adne hamosoch shel min achar hayu. But I might think the sockets of the curtains were made of something else. Therefore, the pasuk says again that the adonim were made of nechoshes, referring to the adonim of the mosoch. Kach nira be'enai shelakach chozav v'shonon. That is why it repeats it again, the adonim being nechoshes. L'chol klei ha-mishkon, she'itzrichin l'hak ha-mosoch, l'lo herodosoi, any type of tools that were needed in order to erect the Mishkan and to take it down, kigoin makevois, for example, hammers, l'skoye yisedes v'amudim, in order to knock in the pegs and the pillars, they were all made of copper. Yisedes, the pegs were made of copper. What were the yisedes? K'minagre nechoshes, pegs of copper, asuyin li'irios ha'oil, made for the outer yirios, the yirios ha'oil, ulekale ha'chotzer, and for the curtains of the chotzer, kishurim b'meisarim saviv saviv bishupuleim, attached and tied with strings at the bottom of these curtains and yirios, k'dei sh'loi tehe ha'ruach magbihoson, in order that the wind should not lift them up. I am not sure if they are attached to the ground, knocked into the ground, or maybe they were just hanging. And maybe it's just the weight of these pegs that held down the bottom of the areas that they should not blow in the wind. I say that the name Yesedos, which means pegs and pegged into the ground, tells us the way they were knocked in. The kach nikro, yisedos. That's why they were called pegs, because pegs mean that they were knocked into something. Umikro zeh misayani, and this pasuk in Yeshaya is a riot to me, because the pasuk says oyel bal yitzon, the tent shall not move, bal yisa yisedos of lenetzach, that their pegs shall not be pulled out forever. They should not be uprooted forever. And since it says the lashon of yisa uprooted, it must be that they were knocked into the ground. The Mefarshim discuss a major issue with the Amudei HaChatzar. The Pasuk says that the Amudei HaChatzar, there were 20 in the north and 20 in the south, making up 100 Amis of Kloim, and there were 10 in the west and 10 in the east, making up 50 Amis of Kloim. Now, let's take the south side. So the south side had Kloim 100 Amis with 20 Amudim. Rashi clearly says in Pasuk Yud, that the space between each Amud was 5 Amis. As Rashi says, Chomesh Amos bein Amud la Amud. Now we all know that when you line up 20 Amudim, there are only 19 spaces between 20 Amudim. And if there was a space of 5 Amis between Amud la Amud, so 19 spaces would only give you 95 Amis. So how can the Pasuk say that there were 100 Amis in the length of the Chatzar? So too we have the same kasha on the back wall of the Mishkan. where over there it says there were 10 amudim. 10 amudim only has 9 spaces, leaving you 45 amos instead of 50 amos. So in the length and the width of the Mishkan, we are missing 5 amos for each one of them. There are 3 terutim to answer this question. One terut is that when Rashi says there were 5 amos between every amud, he was not including the thickness of the amud. So even though we only have 95 amos for 20 amudim, the thickness of 20 amudim added another 5 amos. And that's how you end up getting 100 amos. The problem is that we're missing the same 5 amos in the back wall. And the back wall only had 10 amudim. Unless you say that the thickness of the amudim of the back wall were double as thick as the thickness of the amudim on the side walls. And this way, 10 amudim would give you 5 amos, as opposed to on the side walls, 20 amudim gave you 5 amos. That is one teretz to answer this question. Another answer is that it all depends how you line up these amudim. Let's take the southern wall of the chatzar, and let's line up the 20 amudim one next to the other, 1 through 20. That only gives us 95 amos. The question is, where do you put this back wall? If you take number 1 from the back wall and put it at a right angle with the southern wall, then you have a problem. You only have 95 amos in the length of the Mishkan. But instead of putting the first one of the back wall at a right angle with the last one of the side wall, place the first one parallel and in row with the side wall. This way, at 5 amos away, this way, instead of having 20 in a row, you'll have 21 in a row, giving you another 5 amos and making that length 100 amos. Now, count 10 along the back wall, 10 amudim along the back wall. So we have a problem. We only have 45 amos. So instead of placing the first one of the next wall, of the north wall, at a right angle with the last one of the Ma'ariv, place it in row with the back wall. So instead of having 10 in the back wall, you have 11 in the back wall. This way you have 50 amos. And do the same thing for the northern wall. You go up the northern wall, and you end up again with 95 amos. But instead of placing the first one of those 3 of the Kasef that made up the 15 amos and 15 amos on the sides of the Masa Pesach Oel Moed, instead of placing that first amud at a right angle with the last one of the northern wall, place it in row with the northern wall, giving you, instead of 20, 21 amudim, and 20 spaces, and 100 amos. A third answer given is that the amudim, the first one and the last one on each side, was not placed in the corner, but rather it was placed 2.5 amos away from the corner. And the pshat is like this. If you count from the first amud till the 20th, it's taka right. You only have 95 amos. But who said that that was the end of the wall? The wall continued another 2.5 amos past the first one and past the 20th one. What held it out to make a right angle? If you look at the pictures seem to show that there was some type of a bar going across the top to hold it out further in order to create the right angle. So again, when you count 1 through 20, you only have 95. But the wall did not end there. The wall protruded another 2.5 amos further than the first one, and 2.5 amos past the 20th one. And so too on the backside. 10 amudim only give you 45 amos, but the wall continued another 2.5 amos on each side. And if you look in the Sefer Tavnes HaMishkan Mekalev on page 82, you see clearly that he does not place the amudim on the corners, but rather the wall continues past those amudim in order to create a corner with something else. And also in the Sefer Tabernacle on page 75, the picture clearly shows that there were no amudim in the corners, but rather there was something on top holding those 2.5 amos straight and protruding further past the amudim. Rashi, in Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Yudalin, seems to be mashma that the amudim were placed on the corner. Because over there, Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi, It says, Chomesh Amos bein Amud la'Amud. There were five Amos between each Amud. Bein Amud Shebarosh Hadarum, between the Amud at the end of the southern side, Ha'oimed b'miksoya droimes mizrachis, that stood in the corner of the southeast. So Rashi seems to be mashma that there was an Amud standing in the corner. If you look at the picture in the art scroll Rashi on page 371, he has the Amud in the corner. So he would have to come onto one of the other terutzim. I would just like to end off going back for a second to the Amudim of the Poroiches and the Amudim of the Mosach, Pesach, Oyel Moed. By the Poroiches, there were four Amudim. How were these Amudim set up? First of all, one has to know where these Amudim stood. The Poroiches hung directly at the 20th Amud. And from the Poroiches inward, it was 10 Amos by 10 Amos, which was called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where were these four Amudim standing? Were they on the outside of the Poroiches? Which means if you looked and you were standing in the Oyel Moed, you would see these four Amudim? Or were they in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the inside of the Poroiches? Abarbanel writes, V'lo yodanu, we do not know, im hayu ha'amudim michutz la'poroiches o'bifnim. We don't know if it was on the inside or the outside. In Sefer Maaseh Choshev, he writes that it was simple that the Amudim stood on the outside and did not take up any room in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Malbim writes that it's a Shaila. According to some Shittis, it was on the inside, and according to others, it was on the outside. That was concerning where the Amudim stood. Now we have the question, how do you break up the divisions in how the Amudim stood? It was clear that the two Amudim, the one all the way on the right and all the way on the left, hugged the crusher. It was 10 Amos from side to side, and one of these Amudim lied against the northern wall, and the other one lied against the southern wall. What about the two in the middle? In Sefer Maaseh Choshev, he says that the two in the middle were divided equally in the remaining space. But the Malbim says that Misvara, it makes sense that they would spread out those two, not equally, but rather making a wider space. This way it would be easier to take out the Aroin when it was necessary. That's why he did not like to learn that it was evenly spaced, but rather two of them were spaced further apart in order to make it more accessible to take things in and out. We have a similar shaila concerning the five amudim that stood Mosach Pesach Oyel Moed by the curtain of the Pesach Oyel Moed. These five amudim, how were they spaced? So most Mefarshim learned that the one all the way to the right and the one all the way to the left were in line with the crushim. It was right in front of Keresh number 1 on the Tzafen and Keresh number 1 on the Darim. What about the three remaining? So again, the Maaseh Choshev learns that it was equally spaced. Whatever space remained, the 10 Amos that remained on the inside, those Amudim were spaced among those 10 Amos. But the Malbim again says that it would be very hard to remove the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazav if they were equally spaced. Therefore, he says two of them were spaced with a greater space in order to be able to get things